Welcome to the Practical Defense Quick Tip of the Week. I'm your host, Alex Addix. Quick tips are small things, little habits, which will hopefully help keep you a little safer. This week's quick tip is a good reminder about vehicle break-ins, and this comes from my local police department, the Topanga Area Branch of the LAPD. They write, "In 2009, the average weekly vehicle-related property crimes in Topanga area was 28.5. You can protect yourself from becoming a victim. When you leave your vehicle for any length of time, remember this simple slogan: lock it, hide it, keep it. By removing valuables, loose change, and even mail from your vehicle and or plain sight, and locking your vehicle each time you leave it, you can better protect yourself against vehicle-related property crime." This is a weekly vehicle break-in rate of 28.5. That's 3 reports a day. And just think about how many are not reported. So, just as a reminder, keep those valuables out of sight and keep the doors locked. Also, you might remember that my wife became a statistic earlier this year when she forgot to lock her car and it was broken into and her work laptop was stolen. And the kicker is, her car was parked in our home driveway. And since this is a really short quick tip, I'm going to throw in a bonus tip. Now, I've received at least 4 emails with this tip, and it's a good one, and it fits in well with this week's car break-in theme. The issue is, I've already covered this tip once back in episode 116. So, since I've received so many emails about it, it bears repeating. It's about GPS systems in your car. Now, many GPS systems have a home button or a selection that you can program for your home address. This makes it easy for you to be anywhere and hit a single button and it'll take you home. From a theft and personal security point of view, this is a bad idea. Now Zach, the original tipster, recommended setting your GPS for a location a few miles away from home. In the event of a car theft, or worse, a carjacking, the criminal would have your car, probably your garage door opener, and all he has to do is press the go home button to wipe out the house. So thanks again to Zach for the original submission, and also thanks to everyone else who sent it in. Don't forget that we have a 20% discount on subscriptions to Taekwondo Times magazine. Just enter our exclusive promo code of PRACDEF01 at checkout. The subscription to the print edition of the magazine includes digital copies as well. You can find a promo code and a link in the show notes. If you have any tips you'd like to share with everyone, a comment on a show, or if you would like to suggest a topic for an upcoming episode, write into podcast@alexaddix.com. I'd love to hear from you. Until next time, stay aware and stay safe.
Tom Gilmore lives on a farm. There's a storm on the way, so he's boarding up the windows of his house.
Haley Williams lives in an apartment. It's a beautiful day. She's making her usual monthly donation to the American Red Cross.
Tom doesn't know a tornado will leave his family with no place to go.
Haley doesn't know her gift will help give Tom's family shelter.
When you support the Red Cross, you change a life.
Starting with your own.
Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcross.org to learn about life-changing opportunities in your area.
Practical Defense is a member of the Gun Rights Radio Network at gunrightsradio.com. And that does it for this episode. Thank you for downloading and listening to the Practical Defense podcast. For questions, commentary, and topic suggestions, send an email to podcast@alexaddix.com. That's podcast@alexaddix.com. And if you ever want to train with me, look me up on the web at alexaddix.com.
Music by Kevin MacLeod.